Okay, Rabosa, we're starting a new sugya. I'm sorry we don't have so much time together right now, but I want to get it done. So the Gemara has a very, very important split. Mishalshim b'mamvei, mishalshim b'malkus. And the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, that when it comes to mamonos, you divide it amongst the Edom. You divide each Edom Zoman, pays a share. When it comes to dinei malkus, everyone gets everything. So now the Gemara asks an important question. I want to just teach you something really, really, really important right now. Minohani Mili. Could someone explain to me, translate, what is the question that the Gemara is asking right now? Yes, Yehuda wants.
Where do we know that the eight that by Malkus, they each get four?
Okay, so it happens to be you're correct, Yehuda wants. But the word Minohani Mili, what does Minohani Mili mean? From where do we know? The Gemara is bothered by something. There's a kashi. The Gemara is bothered by something. From where do we know? But it doesn't say what. And then so Rashi comes and says and adds something. Minani mili. How do you know the kol echad sofikas arbaim? In other words, there's two dinim in the Mishnah. One din in the Mishnah is that they divide the mamon. The other din in the Mishnah is that they do not divide malchus. Which one of those demands explanation? Now, which one of those is difficult? So the Rashi is telling you by explaining Minohani Mili that the Gemara's problem is not on the Mammon side. It makes sense more logically that when it comes to Mammon, each guy pays his share. That makes sense. What's the difficulty? What needs an explanation? Minohani Mili, how do you know that by Malkus they each get the full amount? And that's a striking comment. That's a striking comment that Rashi is telling us. And then the Gemara, again, it's the flow of the Gemara. And then the Gemara is going to tell us, okay, I'll give you two separate reasons. Amar Abai, Nema Rosh Bechavi Malkis, Nema Rosh Bechavi Mises Bezdin, Malahala Ein Mises Lamechza, Avkam Ein Mises Lamechza, Ein Malkis Lamechza. Now, the default is Mammon is the default. That makes sense. Why do we not divide Malkis? So Abai brings a Gzera Shava, Rosha, and just like Misa is indivisible, so too Malkus is indivisible, and everyone gets a full set of Malkus. That's Abaye. And Rava says, no, but Inon Kasher Zomim Lasos La'achiv V'leka. If you went ahead and each gave them half a set of Malkus, that would be a chisaron in Kasher Zomim. Gemara asks, Ihachi Mamon as well. Gemara gives a cryptic answer. Mamon Mitztaref, and Malkus Lo Mitztaref. Mammon, you can combine. And Malkus, you cannot combine. And therefore, there's a chisaron, it says, Rava, a svara of kashism. Okay, what I want to do today is at least get through Abai. At least get through Abai, explore Abaye. And then, mitzvah, the next year, we'll explore Rava. But I want to at least explore Abai today. Hopefully, maybe we'll get to some of Rava as well. So first of all, so Abai brings a gzeres shava. I'm going to take hold off on that question. Abai has a gzeres shava. Rasha. And the Ritva on the spot is already bothered. Because the Ritva says we have a general cloud that ain lomdim efshar mi'i efshar. To go ahead and make an equation of Misa to Malkus when it comes to this issue of divisibility is a... You don't have such a limud. That limud is a flawed limud. We have a general principle, ain lomdim efshar mi'i efshar. Is Misa subject to division?
No.
Can you kill someone halfway? You can't kill someone halfway. Can you give Malkus halfway? Yes, you can. So how can you go ahead and derive Misa from to Malkus? It's done in Efshar mi Efshar, and that we don't do. Kedisa b'psachim asechas nida. The Ritva gives three answers. The first answer, he doesn't really like. The second answer, doesn't really like. And the third answer is what I'm going to call a shtickle bit of a cop-out answer. Okay, let's just go through the three answers quickly. So the first answer I'm going to read inside to you, it's a little technical. V'yesha tirets, dim kena filikabe malkus avamina didinohu, dim ishalshin kemo b'mama. Well, if you go with ain dun and efsha mi efsha, what would you do with malkus? You'll divide malkus. Just like you divide mama, you'll divide malkus. V'i av dinon tfei, and what emerges then is if you give more than, if you give extra malkus, you have three eight, you can give them each 13. If you were to give them more than that, you give them each 39, if Mammon is the model and you give each 39, you're breaching Kasha Zaman. Because Kasha Zaman says you do what? You add them all up. Vim Cain, but if giving more is a breach of Kasha Zomam, then by Misa also, you're breaching Kasha Zomam when you give both of them Misa, because they wanted to kill one guy, now you're killing two guys. So now that we say, though, the din is that you kill both when it comes to Misa, Memela, you're going to give everyone what? You're going to give everyone Malkus, and it's not a problem of excessive kashism. So that's approach number one, and the Ramban says, I don't like it, because now you're telling me it's not a Gzeira Shava. It's like this kind of convoluted svara of, by Misa, you're allowed to do kasha zamam. You're allowed to give excess kasha zamam. Two misas, even though you only wanted to kill one. So Malkus also. It's not from a gzeira shava. The Gemara is saying gzeira shava. It's not a gzeira shava. It's more of a svara, a gilei milsa. He says. Okay, you could say that, but it's not a straight gzeira shava. It's a very convoluted gzeira shava. Is by misa you give multiple. By Malkus you give multiple. This is built on this complex kind of, you know, you really should give, you know, there's a problem with Kasha Zomam. Misa shows you it's not a problem with Kasha Zomam. So that's what he calls a Gili Milsa, and he doesn't like it. Acherim Tirtzu. Second approach is, no, Malkus is also Efshar. Why is Malkus also Efshar? Because in most cases, you're giving 39 Malkus. And you can't divide. Yeah, it happens if you have three Edim, you can divide, but normally you can't. And therefore, it's really E-Efshar. So, Dunin, E-Efshar, may E-Efshar. Okay? V'anochen Yosef. And then he gives the answer that he sticks with is, Dabai Savar, Shelo Omrim ain't Dunin Efshar, may E-Efshar, B'gzera Shavar, Elabame Matzinim. Is that this whole Yesod of ain't Dunin Efshar, may E-Efshar, is only in a Bamei Matzinu, but not an Gzera Shava, you can, since it's more textually based, the text can tell you that we are Dan Efshar Me'i Efshar. As a sideline, side point, but I want you to see it, the next Ritva, which I didn't put on your Ramakobas, I should have, the next Ritva says, why does Rava argue on Abai? Why does Rava reject this Gzera Shava? So the Ritva explains, V'ha delo yalef Rava Mi'Gzera Shava, Afal gav the gzeres shava gemuru. It's a good gzeres shava. Is yeshloma the iu savar dafiu gzeres shava ain lemeid me yevshar. In other words, Rava is disputing this point, and then even on a gzeres shava, ain dunin evshar me yevshar, and that's why Rava comes up with a svar. Okay, so we have this view of Abaye. We have this problem. I'm going to still call it a problem. The Ritva gives answers, but I'm going to still call it a problem of how we don Efshar May E Efshar. That's the problem. Now, to solve this issue and to really understand Abaye, I ask you to take a look at a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. And it's an unbelievable Gemara with a couple of Rambams. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has the following idea. Is how many Dayanim do we need in a Dine Mominus case? Three. How many Dayanim in a Misa case? 23. How many Dayanim in a Malkus case? Machlekes. It's a Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmael. Tanakama Chacham say 3, and Rabbi Yishmael says 23. The Gemara asks, my time with Rabbi Yishmael, why does Rabbi Yishmael say 23? I'm Rabbi Asya Rosha Rosha Mechavim Isis. Ksiv Hachavim Ben Akas HaRosha. Ksiv Hachavim Ben Akas HaRosha Lamus. Malahal Mesim Yishlosha. Avkan Be'esim Yishlosha. So what does Rabbi Yishmael say? Our Gzera Shava. Abai's Gzera Shava. Just like it says Rasha by what? By Misa, and we have a Bezin of 23. So same thing when it comes to Malkus. And once again, Rava says, no, I have a different svar. Rava Amar, Malkus b'makom Misa omedes. That is an absolutely stunning line of the Gemara. Malkus stands in the place of Misa. And Rashi's explanation is even more stunning. I'm going to show you a couple of Tysusin. I don't know why. Don't worry about it. Nothing to lose sleep over. So look at Rashi. Very important Rashi. Rashi says, in Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Malkus b'makom Misa omedes, tekevan de'avar al azharas bor'o, ro'oi hu lamus, umisa zu knas alav, konas alav akosuv, V'areyu ka'achas min ha'misos. V'kihechi deskila b'fnei atzmo. U'sreifa b'fnei atzmo. V'herek b'fnei atzmo. Have nami malchus ka'achas min ha'misos. So Rava says an unbelievable svara. Crazy svara. You violated the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratzon HaBoireh. Hashem said, don't eat basar v'chalav, you ate basar v'chalav. What ought to be your punishment? Yishmichadmis. Hashem said, don't you did. You rebelled against the Borei Olam, b'mezid. You lose your license to live. That's what Rashi says. And Malchus is ka'achas min hamisos. It's weird, but it's interesting. Malchus ka'achas min hamisos. Why is Malchus ka'achas min hamisos? Well, it's the only avera, it's the only other corporal punishment. Misos and Malchus. And Malchus is b'makom. Kippa is an extrajudicial punishment. I'm talking about Torah-dic punishments. It's a corporal punishment that you're that is b'makom mis. Now, if you look at Tosis over here, both Tosisin, Tosis says, number one, Rava holds, I don't have the Gzeres Shava. I'll come back to that in a second. And then he says, Malchus takas miso medes, yesh mefarsh mitu b'nei noach, hasarasin zubi misasin. V'ni tenis yisro, Malchus al hasarasin takas miso b'nei noach. When it comes to b'nei noach, the halacha is, if a noach violates any of his seven dinim, he gets his chayv misa. So really, that's like a paradigm. And yisro has Malchus, but really, I don't know what he means by that exactly, but that's what he says. The old Yeshomadishon, the Zimnin Mesmai de Malchus. Oh, sometimes a guy drops dead when he gives him too many Malchus. As we see in Perek Ela Golin. And Tosis says, V'koshel Shnea Perish Malolo, Demai Parak Yachim Dina, and Perish Hakunchus Iker. Rashi's Pshat is correct. Tosis here gives a Yashikoyach to Shitas Rashi. Now, both sides, what does Rashi really have in mind over here? If I were to ask you, how many misos bezdin are there?
Four.
I want to say five. Malchus is a fifth misos bezdin. And I want to try and prove that to you a little bit. And this is the svara of Rava. Malchus b'makom misa omedes. How many Malchus do you get? So you get, we assume 39. You can get as many as you can handle up to 39. If you can handle less, you'll get less, but up to 39. What does the Torah say? How many do you get?
40.
The Torah says, Arboim Yakem. And Chachamim came along and said, it doesn't mean Arboim, it means the number that, into the 40. It doesn't mean 40, it means 39. There's an interesting rush in Maseches Makos. The rush says, why did the Torah write 40 if it meant 39? So the rush says, sometimes the Torah rounds up. How many people went down to Mitzrayim?
Yeah.
With Yaakov?
Yeah. 69.
The Torah says 69. I mean, the Torah says 70, but how many?
69.
And the Torah rounds up. Strange answer. Strange answer. But I'm asking, that's not in the Torah. Why is it? Why did the Torah write 40 when its intention was to give 39? So I would like to suggest, this is my own suggestion, if you don't like it, don't like it. It's okay. Is that the Torah is sending you a message. You violated Allah, you violated Rasan Hashem, what ought to be your punishment? You ought to get killed. The average person can handle how many Malchus? The average healthy person can handle 39. On the 40th, he'd be dead. So the Torah is sending you a message that you really should be getting 40. But Chos Rachmana, Chos Chazal, and we give you 39. But in principle, Yechayev Misa, which is 40. And I'll prove to you this point. Is the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tes Zayin Halacha Aleph. We'll start with that one. The Rambam has the following. Interesting. Very interesting, Rambam. How do we pass it? Bezner 3 or 23?
3.
3. So we pass like Tzachamim. Yeah, look at this Rambam. Kishem Shemitzel Ahamis says I'm a chuy of Misa. Kach Mitzah Sela Halko says I'm a chuy of Malkus. There's a mitzah to kill, there's a mitzah to give. Malkus. Shinemar, Vipilu Ashoifet, Vikolofana, Va'afal Pisha, Malkus Bishlosha. Even though we only use a bezna what? Of three. Bemakom Misa Hi Omedes. So this svara of Rav, which is given for Rabbi Yishmael, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, but is it still a svara that's accepted lahalacha? It's a svara that's accepted lahalacha. How does it manifest? So the Kesef Mishnah here identifies you need mumchim, which you don't need mamonis, you need certain quality of dayan, you need certain quality of evidence, which you don't have in dinim mamonis. And then I want to show you another Rambam. The Rambam Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph. And here the Rambam says, how many malchus do you give? Kfi kocho. You give kfi kocho up to 39. And then it says, Bari, you give 39. She'im nosif lo achas. If you give him one extra, nimsa, shelo hi kohu, Ella Arboim Haru'uyosla. You give 39, and if you made a mistake and you gave 40, no worries, because you gave him the amount that is ro'uy to him. Strange. In other words, does the formulation of 40 that the Torah has, does that have relevance lahalacha?
Yeah.
The Rambam says it has relevance lahalacha. You give 39, but if you give 40, that's also roy. Lamai nafka mina, says the Radbaz. Unbelievable. Let's say you give an oimed to a guy, he can handle 24. And you gave him 25. You miscounted. And you gave him 25. Do you go to Gullus? You killed him. You killed him b'shoige. Do you go to Gullus? I think you go to Gullus. Why? Because you killed him b'shoigeg, and were you osek b'mitzvah? When you're doing the mitzvah of, for example, hitting your Talmud because your Talmud's not learning well, do you go to Gullus for that?
No,
because you're involved in a mitzvah. But when you're giving 25 and you should get 24, you've exceeded the scope of the Chiv Malkus, so that's no longer mitzi, go to Gullus.
Right,
says the Radbaz. But let's say you gave 40 instead of 39. If you gave 40 instead of 39, no Gullus. No Gullus. Why? Because that is Malkus Haru'uyos. That is what the Torah says you're supposed to get. If you look at in the beginning of this, in the second perek, where's that Mishnah? On Daf Yud Beis, Shliach Bezdin. Rashi writes, Shliach Bezdin doesn't go to Gullus. What's the case in which Shliach Bezdin doesn't go to Gullus? Rashi says, Hamalke Arboim Lechayev Malkus. No Gullus. Why? Because if you give 40, if you give 40, it's what he deserves. It's what he's supposed to get. That's still called mitzvah. And what I'm suggesting is that Malkus b'makom miso medes, which is accepted lahalacha, means that Malkus has a quasi-status of an onesh misa. It's an onesh misa. And as such, if you gave 40 instead of 39, no gullus, and that svara is going to be accepted lahalacha, even though we don't pass it Rabbi Shmuel. Now I want to take this one step further. Perhaps one can suggest, and again I'm mixing shitas over here, which I'm okay with. is that the svara that Rava derives from a svara is essentially what Abaye understands to be the gzeras shava of Rasha Rasha. What do I mean by that? Rasha Rasha is telling you that Malkus is a type of Misa. It's learned out from gzeras shava. And what is the onesh of Malkus now? What's the onesh of Malkus? What is the... Formulate for me, in Lumdus, what onesh Malkus is. What is it?
It's
bringing someone to the precipice of death. To the brink of death. Normal person, 39. And that's how it's going to be defined. As such... And that's learned out now from the Gezeirah Shava. It's Misa-like. And that's why, A, you can't divide it. You can't divide Misa, because there's no such thing as Chatzi Misa. Where there's no such thing as Chatzi, bringing something to the brink of death. It's not Shaykh. And if that's true, then I've answered the Ritva's Kasha too. There's no problem of Ein Danin Efshar, mi e Efshar. Because the Ritva, Malkus is also, it's the Efshar. You can't go ahead and divide that. And that is what I would suggest is Shitas Abaye.
I'm saying this.
You don't like it?
No, I'm saying
it's on me. I'm saying it. I'm using the Svara of Rava. Which is like, it's interesting because it's said in Rabbi Shmuel, which is lo kalacha, but the Rambam does quote it, and I'm using it as that's the taich. That's a svar of Rabba, but that's really what Abai is saying there in the Rasha Gzeres HaKosav. Okay, which leaves us with Rava. Now Rava needs also Rava. Now back to Makos. So Rava has this funny language, really funny language, and the language is ihachi. Mamon mitztaref, Malkus lo mitztaref. So I'm going to throw out two ideas, and then we're going to continue with this sugya, at least for the first part of the next year. Idea number one, quickly, is we saw Rashi. We saw this earlier. What does it mean, mamon mitztaref? Because the money has a destination. Where is the money going? It's going to the nidom. And since it's going to the Nidom, biyad ha-Nidom, in the hands of the Nidom, the money is mitztaref. And since the money is mitztaref in the hands of the Nidom, there's a tziruv. Malkus, where's the destination of Malkus? There's no destination, they're just getting Malkus. So it has no, if you will, locus for tziruv. And therefore, Malkus is not mitztaref. Okay. There's a Beis Halevi. And I think if you looked at the Nimuka Yose, I don't know if you saw it, and the Ritva, I'm going to say this, and we'll do this again on Tuesday, on the next year, but I'm going to suggest that the Svar of the Beis HaLevi is really, and it's Kedai to see inside, very Kedai, is really what the Ritva and Nimuka Yose have in mind. And that is as follows. He's talking Chumash, the Beis HaLevi, and he uses, it's Gavaldik, he wants to know, like, how can we punish, for example, the Mitzrim for beating up the Jews? How can we punish the Nazis for beating up the Jews? After all, was it not Ratzon Hashem? Was it not Ratzon Hashem? Hashem willed it to happen. So that's what that's the Beis HaLevi is addressing. I'm going to leave the Beis HaLevi. I want you to see inside, but just going to pull out what's relevant to our sugya. Is 13 plus 13 plus 13 the same as 39?
No.
If you were to go ahead and calibrate a pain quotient, the pain quotient of 13 plus 13 plus 13 is far less than 39. Because when you're whipping a guy in the same spot over and over and over, it's exponential. You're hitting a guy on his maka. imagine you're like, you draw blood, you wound a guy, and then you keep on pounding the wound. That's what they do in boxing. They like, they want to tell you, like, or MMA, the MMA knuckleheads. You go after where he's hurt because you're pounding the wounds. You're going to inflict more damage. Masha'en came three people, so 13, and another 13 is going to be far less. Says the Beis Halevi, that's the pshat, is that Malkus is not mistarek when you spread over three people. And therefore, it's a chisaron in kasha zaman. That's why you have to give it to everyone. We'll stop here. We'll pause here. I left it out. I want you to see the base of the inside. You'll see it inside, and you'll appreciate that. Mr. Shem will pick it up next year.
Amazing, Shirabi. Love the fitting.
Thank you very much.